This week's Parsha is Achrei Mos Kedoshim, but we will focus our Shiur on Parshas Kedoshim. The Pasuk in chapter 19, Pasuk number 2, starts, Daber el Kodas Bnei Israel, tell the whole congregation of the Jewish people, Vomarto Aleihem, you should say to them, Kedoshim Tiyu, you should be holy, Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem Elokechem, because I, Hashem, am holy. Rashi explains, what does Kedoshim mean? Kedoshim mean that a person should be separate from immoralities, meaning that last week's Parsha, we had the laws of immorality. The end of Achrei Mos, we have the laws of prohibited relationships. This Parsha continues and says that if you maintain yourself separate from these prohibited relations, you are considered holy. The next Pasuk, which is going to be the focus of our Shiur, starts, Ish, a man, imoy v'aviv tirou, his mother and father he should revere, ves shabsoisai tishmoiru, and my Shabbos you should keep, ani Hashem Elokechem, I am Hashem your God. First, we are going to try to explain what connection does he have, the idea that you should revere your parents with the previous pasuk that says that you should be holy. Why, right after the Pasuk tells that you should be holy, meaning you should separate yourself from illegal relationships, right afterwards it tells you that you should revere your father and mother. A beautiful interpretation is brought by the Or HaChaim HaKodesh. The Or HaChaim HaKodesh gives this interpretation based on the Gemara in Soita, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. There the Gemara is discussing the encounter of Yosef HaTzadik with Eshes Potiphar, the wife of Potiphar, where the story is found on Bereshis chapter 39, Pasuk 11 and 12. The Pasuk there says, Vayikayom hazeh, it was like that day. Vayavo yabuayso, lasos malachto, Yosef came to his house to do his work. Vein ish man shehabayis, shom babois. And there is no man from the people of the house there in the house. And Pasuk number 9 says, Vatifseyu bevigdoi, that Eshes Potiphar held them by his cloth. Laymor is saying, Shichvo imi, lay with me, in other words, have relations with me. Vayazev bigdo beyadoi, Yosef left his clothing in her hand. Vayonos vayeitze achutza, he ran away and he went outside. The Gemara says that as soon as she said, lay with me, bo'oiso shah, in that moment, basod yoikne shel aviv, the image of his father came, meaning the image of Yaakov Avinu, and appeared to him in the window, Omaloi, the image told him, Yosef, that in the future your brothers will be written on the stones of the Ephod and you are going to be together with them. Would you prefer that I erase your name from them, and you should be called somebody who is a companion of harlots, meaning that if you do this sin, then you will lose your part on the Choshen and you won't be part of the people. Right away, Yosef was able to control himself and he ran away. So the Rachaim continues, from this Gemara you see that the only thing that protected Yosef from immorality is because his father appeared to him. But his father could only appear to him if he actually revered his father. Because if he didn't revere his father, then he had no connection to his father. So therefore, the Rachaim is trying to explain that you want to know how you keep yourself holy, how you keep yourself separate from Aroyos, illegal relationships, as the adultery of the wife of Potiphar. It is good advice to revere your father and mother, because if you revere and fear them, and you have them constant in your mind, and constantly thinking about them, then their image will come in front of you, and their image will help you refrain from sinning, as the image of Yaakov helped Yosef to refrain him from sinning. And then the Rachaim continues and says that from that Gemara you see that when you do something bad, people will talk about you and they'll say that you are Roya Zoinois, you are a shepherd of harlots, meaning that you commit immorality, and every time somebody says something derogatory on you, usually it's accompanied by saying something derogatory of your mother. As the Medrash Seichel Tov brings down on Bereshis chapter 27, Yud Gimel, where Yaakov is reluctant to go to his father impersonating Esav, and his mother tells him, Olai kililas chobni, on me is your curse. The Medrash says, Omro loy, that Rivka told Yaakov, Kach dakol shel olam, so is the way of the world. Keshadom choyte, when a person sins, imoy niskala, the mother usually gets cursed. Remez ledavar, and you have a hint for this, from the Pasuk in Mishle, chapter 10, Pasuk number 1, Uven ksil, and a foolish child, tugas imoy, is his mother's sorrow. Why is a foolish child his mother's sorrow? Because everybody is going to say, when the child does something bad, cursed should be the mother that gave birth to a child like that. So Rivka was telling Yaakov, don't worry, olai klilas chobni. People aren't going to curse you directly. They will only curse me because I'm the one who gave birth to you. And don't worry, I'm able to take that curse. If people will curse, it's okay. It's going to be on me. You see from there, the Or HaChaim says, that when a person does bad, not only they cause harm and bad reputation for themselves, they also cause harm and bad reputation for their parents. That means that their parents' name becomes less because of what you do. He says that specifically regarding immorality, people will say, look at the parents of this person, how bad they brought him up. Then you bring shame to your parents. Therefore, make sure you keep yourself separate, holy, regarding immorality. Then people won't speak bad about your parents. That's the connection. That if you are holy, then automatically you will make it that ish imoiv aviv tiro, that people will revere your parents and they won't speak bad against them. And Rachaim continues, if that is the interpretation, we could answer another question. The question is, how come in the Ten Commandments there it's written the father before mother, and here it's written the mother before father? Meaning that in the Ten Commandments it's written, Kabet es avicha v'esimecha, honor your father and your mother. It's written first father and then mother. And here in our Pasuk it's written, each person, imoy v'aviv tiro, his mother and his father you should revere. It's written mother before father. So why there it's written father before mother, and here it's written mother before father? In truth, this is the question of the Gemara, and Rashi brings the Gemara and the answer right here. But Rachaim explains, according to this pasuk, we see that the main curse when somebody misbehaves goes on the mother. As the pasuk says, Uven ksil, and a foolish child, tugas imoy, that his mother will have sorrow. So you see that the main person affected when somebody misbehaves is his mother. So here, since we want to make sure that you behave and do not cause a curse to your parents, the main one who is going to be cursed if you misbehave is your mother. Therefore, here it's written, Ish imoiv aviv tiro, that a person should fear or revere his mother and then his father. I wanted to say that this Or HaChaim also answers another question that the Mefarshim ask. The Mefarshim ask that the Pasuk doesn't seem to be consistent. The Pasuk says, Ish, a person, which is a singular term, Imoiv Aviv Tiro, his mother and father you should revere. But the word Tiro is a plural language, means you in the plural you should revere. So the question that Rashi and all the Mefarshim ask is, wait a minute, the Pasuk starts with a singular term, and then the Pasuk continues with a plural term, meaning that more people should revere. The Pasuk starts saying that each individual person should revere his parents, and then he says, his mother and father, you should revere in the plural, that more people have to revere. So Rashi, on the first answer, tries to explain that the word ish here does not refer to a single individual, but it's referring to each of a member of a group, that it's talking to a group of people, and it's telling you that each member of this group is required to revere their parents, but it's not talking about an individual person. And the other answer that Rashi brings is that it's telling you in the plural at the end to include a woman also. that you would have thought the Torah writes down ish, that only a man is required to revere his parents, but a woman is not required to revere her parents. Therefore, in the tells you Tirou that you should both revere, to tell you that a woman is also required to revere her parents. But I wanted to answer that according to this Or HaChaim, that the reason it's written ish in the singular and it's written Tirou in the plural is to teach each individual that his responsibility is not only on himself, it is on the whole population. Meaning that you are personally responsible that other people will revere your parents. And how do you do that? By you being kadoshim to you, by you being holy, by you being separate from immorality, separate from sins, then you will have a good reputation. If you will have a good reputation, then people will revere your parents. People will give glory to your parents and people will praise your parents. But if you have a bad reputation, then you will cause people to lose reverence for your parents, because when they curse you, they don't only curse you, they also curse your parents, as the Or HaChaim said. Therefore, the Pasuk is telling you that each person is individually responsible, that imoiv aviv tirou, that the population, that everybody else will have reverence for your parents. And how do you do that? By making sure you do not sin, that you are kadoshim, that you are holy, and you do not sin. The Or HaChaim continues and explains that according to what we just said, that the reason it's written you should revere your parents, that is what's going to protect you from immorality, as it did Yosef. Then we understand, he says, why right afterwards it's written, Veshab soisai tishmoiru, that you should keep my Shabbosois, my Shabbases in plural. Meaning there is two questions. One, what is the connection between revering your mother and father and Shabbos? And the second, why is it written Shabbosai in the plural? It should be written Ves Shabbos Tishmoiru, and the Shabbos you should keep. Why is it written Shabbosai my Shabbos? The Or HaChaim answers this based on the Zohar. The Zohar says there is 7 days of the week, and each day of the week is equivalent to one tzaddik, meaning that we have 7 tzaddikim, 7 righteous sages in our ancestry. And they are Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, Yosef, and David. Each sage is equivalent to one day of the week. And the Zohar Chodesh explains that the day of Shabbos is equivalent to Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef HaTzadik was able to curb himself from immorality when he encountered the wife of Potiphar, even against great odds. To curb yourself from immorality, you are able to fix the Bechina, the level of Yesod, of foundation. Therefore, Yosef is equivalent to Yesod. And we know right next to Yesod comes Malchus, that anybody is able to keep the level of Yesod, the level of foundation, he achieves the level of Malchus, the level of kingdom, because the Sfirot, the emanations of Hashem, are Chesed, mercy, Gevura, justice, Tiferes, beauty, Netzach, eternity, Hod, glory, Yesod, foundation, Malchus, kingdom. And Yosef achieved the level of foundation, and everybody who achieves the level of foundation, since it's right next to kingdom, achieves a portion of kingdom. Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik became king after curbing himself from immorality. And because he achieved the level of Yesod, he is able to call Shabbos Malchus, Shabbos the queen. And Or HaChaim explains that he was able to achieve the level of Shabbos because he was able to keep himself from immorality. And he was only able to keep himself from immorality because he saw the face of his father. In other words, because he revered his father, therefore he was able to keep himself from immorality. Once he was able to keep himself from immorality, he merited both shabsoisai, both resting. In other words, Normally Shabbat is called the day of Shabbat, but Shabbat literally means a day of rest. So here, because you listen to your father, because you revere your father, then you're merited to have Shab Soisai, two restings. One, you merited not to sin, not to commit immorality, and because you merited not commit immorality, you merited to have the actual Shabbat, as we mentioned that Yosef is the level of Shabbat, which means literally a day of rest. You merited to have both rest. And the Rachaim continues that they are both interrelated, because on Shabbat it's written that Shabbat is a ot, Shabbat is a sign of Hashem, as it's written on chapter 31, Pasuk number 17, Beni uvein bnei Israel ot hi leolam, between me and between the Jewish people, it's a sign forever. In other words, Shabbat is a sign of Hashem. And regarding Brit Milah, regarding the circumcision, it's written when Avraham Avinu got the circumcision on chapter 17, Pasuk 11, it's written, V'hayo l'oit Brit Beini uveinechem, it will be a sign of a covenant between me and you. So we see that the circumcision is called a sign, and Shabbat is called a sign. The Rachaim explains that the Torah is alluding that if you keep the sign of the circumcision intact by not doing anything immoral, then you'll merit to have the other sign, the sign of Shabbat, because one is interdependent with the other, that circumcision and Shabbat are connected. And according to the Rachaim, the Pasuk means to say that you should be holy, in other words, curb yourself from morality. You'll only be able to do this if you revere your father, then your father will appear to you and protect you. And once you do that, then you'll be able, you'll be able to keep both restings, you'll be able to curb yourself, rest from immorality, and be able to rest on Shabbat, because they are interconnected. I wanted to use the idea of the Rachaim HaKodesh, but saying exactly the opposite what the Rachaim HaKodesh said. The Rachaim HaKodesh says that Yosef HaTzadik received Shabbos, the rest of Shabbos, because he kept the rest of immorality, meaning that because Yosef curbed himself from immorality, therefore he kept Shabbos, he got the gift of Shabbos. I wanted to say the opposite, that because Yosef kept Shabbos, therefore Yosef was saved from immorality, meaning that there is a Yalkut Shimoni on Nosoi Tov Shin Tes Vav, where the Yalkut Shimoni says on the Posuk, on Miketz, where Yosef meets his brothers, and Yosef tells his house, it says there, Utvoyach Tevach Vahochin, you should slaughter an animal and prepare. The Medrash says, In Vahochin Elo Shabbos, that Vahochin always means to prepare from one day to the other, and it is not proper for a king to prepare from one day to the other. So must be that Yosef told his household to prepare for Shabbat. Where do we see that Vahochin means from one day to the other? Because in Parshas Hamon on Beshalach, chapter 16, Pasuk number 5, V'hoyu boyom hashishi, will be on Friday, V'chinu es asher yoviu, they'll prepare for Shabbat. There Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that the man won't fall on Shabbat. The man will fall a double portion on Friday, and they should prepare on Friday for Shabbat. And the Torah uses the language V'chinu to prepare. So you see that to prepare means from one day to the other. Obviously, Yosef kept Shabbat. The Medrash continues. Omol HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem tells Yosef HaTzadik, Ato Ashomarto es HaShabbos Ad Shelo Nitna, you kept Shabbos before it was given. Chayecho Ani Oisel V'Anvicho SheYakriv B'Yom HaShabbos, that the only person that is going to bring a private sacrifice on Shabbat is going to be your grandson. Hadou dechsiv, that's why it's written on Parshas Nosoi, Bayom Hashvi, in the seventh day, Nosi Livnei Ephraim, the prince of Ephraim, brought a sacrifice, and the seventh day was Shabbat. So therefore, because Yosef kept Shabbat before it was given, therefore Hashem gave him the reward that the only private sacrifice that will be brought on Shabbat will be brought by his grandson. Nonetheless, we see that Yosef kept Shabbat before it was given. And coincidentally, we find an interesting midrash at the story of Yosef and the wife of Potiphar. There, on chapter 39, pasuk number 11, on the pasuk that says, "Vayika yom azeh," it was like that day, "Vayovoy habayso lasos malachtoy," he came home to do his work, meaning that Yosef HaTzadik came home to do his work. And the pasuk continues, "Ve'ein ish," and there is nobody there, "Me'ansh habayis shom babayis," from the people of the house, in the house. The Medrash, Yalkut Shimoni, Kof Mem Vov, says, Rabbi Lezer says, Shabbos hayo, that day that he came home to do the work was Shabbos. How do I know? Dichsiv ki voy Shabbos mikom malachtoy, because here it's written that he came lasois malachtoy to do his work, and regarding Shabbat it's written that Hashem rested from all his work. In other words, here it's written the word malachtoy, and by Shabbat is written the word malachtoy, so we assume that he came home to do his work on Shabbat. Then the Medrash asks, wait a minute, if it was on Shabbat, what kind of a work was he doing? The Medrash answers, Shoyne vekoyre masha aviv lamdoy. He was learning and reading what his father taught him. In other words, on Shabbat, he didn't do any work, he came home to study Torah. So comes out that the day that the Ashes Potiphar tried to accost Yosef, it was Shabbat. According to this Midrash, I wanted to say that this is exactly what protected Yosef from Ashes Potiphar. Not that the fact that he protected himself from immorality, that gave him the merit of Shabbat. I wanted to say the fact that he kept Shabbat, that saved him from immorality. How do I know that Shabbat has the power to save a person from sin? We know that from the Mechilta on Beshalach Tez Zion. The Mechilta there says that Misha Meshamer es a Shabbos, anybody who keeps Shabbos, Meruchak Mino Avera, is distanced from sin. Meaning that Shabbos has a power to keep a person from sinning. The holiness of the day, if you keep the mitzvahs of the day, that itself gives you the power that protects you from sinning. And if that is true, that comes out that not the circumcision is the one that got Yosef to keep Shabbos, it's the opposite. Shabbos, the fact that he kept it even before it was given, that gave him protection, that protected him, that he does not transgress immorality and he does not cause his bris to be tamed, to be defiled. And according to this, we could translate the sequence of the parsha, the juxtaposition of the parsha, a little bit different. It says, Kedoshim tiyu, you should be holy. How are you going to get holy? How are you going to curb yourself from immorality? Ish imo evaviv tiro, a person should revere his parents. As is saw by Yosef, in order to curb his temptation, he was able to tap into the face of his father, and he was only able to do that because he always revered his father. Therefore, the father appeared to him, and that curbed them from sinning. And also, you require to have Eshab Soisai Tishmoiru, that you are required to keep Shabbos. As we saw by Yosef, that the fact that he kept Shabbos, that protecting him from sin. So too, if you want to be protected from immorality, you should also keep Shabbos, because maybe you require to have both of them when the temptation is very strong. Maybe Yosef was required to have both influences, both protections, when the temptation was so strong as Ashes Potiphar, as the wife of Potiphar. Yosef was in such great temptation that he was required to have both. He was required to have Imoiv Aviv Tiro, that he should revere his father and mother, because he was able to see his father, that kept him away from the sin. But also, Veshapsoi Setish Moiru, the fact that that day was Shabbos, and Shabbos protects you from sin, that also helped you from committing immorality. So, Kadoshim Tiyu, you are able to be holy, you are able to curb yourself immorality, if you keep both those things, because both those things have the power from protecting from immorality. So according to this, it's not that the bris is what caused Yosef to keep Shabbos. It's not protecting the bris that gave Yosef Shabbos. It's because Yosef kept Shabbos, therefore protected him from bris. Sefer Pardas Yosef answers the question, how come it's written that a person should fear his father and mother, and right next to it is written, Veshabsoisai Tishmoiru, and you should keep my Shabbos. What connection is Shabbos to Kibbut Avaim? He says, based on a Gemara in Eruvin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon, the rabbis learned, Shtei Shonim Imachza, 2.5 years, Nechelku Beshamayu Besilel, Beshamayu Besilel were arguing about the following question. Halalu Oimrim, those were saying, Noyach Loila Adam Shaloi Nivra, Yoiser Mishenivra, it would have been more pleasant for a person not to be created than he should be created, because since the allure of sin is so difficult to withstand, a person would have been better off not to be created at all. V'halalu Oimrim, and those would say the opposite. Noyach lo ila adam shenivra, yoiser mishalo nivra, that it would have been more pleasant for a person to be created, or it is more pleasant for a person to be created, mishalo nivra, rather than not being created. In other words, since a person, when he's created, he could serve Hashem and he could do good, then it is better for a person to be creator rather than not be created. They had this argument for 2.5 years until Nimnu Vegamru, they finally took a vote on the matter and concluded. That is the simple interpretation, but as a side note, the words Nimnu Vegamru, they counted and they came to the conclusion. Some Mefarshim explain that since we have 248 positive commandments and we have 365 negative commandments, so we have more negative commandments than positive commandments. That means that we are closer to sin than we are to getting reward. So Nimnu Vegamru means they counted the mitzvahs, not that they counted the people. They counted the mitzvahs and they came to the conclusion that Noyach lo ila adam shaloi nivra, that it's true, it would have been better for a person not to be created, yoiser mishenivra, more than should be created. But v'achshav shenivra, but now that he is created, yefashvash b'masav, he should search out his deeds, in other words, check out his deeds, make sure that he's pure. So comes out the conclusion of the Gemara is that now it's better for a person not to be created rather than to be created. Tosfos qualifies that, and Tosfos says that stam bnei adam, that this is regular people, would have been better for a person not to be created. Aval tzaddik, but if a person is a righteous person, in other words, if the person created is righteous, ashrof, pleasant should be for him, ashrei doiroi, and pleasant is for his generation. In other words, that they agreed that it will be better off for a person not to be created is talking on regular people. Regular people struggle too much with their sin, and unfortunately, they fall for them. But righteous people, tzaddikim, then it will be better for them to be created, because like that, they serve Hashem, and they are able to help out also their generation. Sefer Pardas Yosef explains that this is what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk tells you, Ish, imoy v'aviv tirohu, that a person should fear his father and mother. So the question that you may ask, why should I give honor to my father and mother? Why should I fear them? It would be better off that we should not be created, as the Gemara in Eruvin says. So what kind of gratitude do I have to give to my parents that they created me? I would have been better off if they hadn't done me at all. So the answer is that Veshabsoisai Tishmoiru, that if you keep the Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufyot Ches Amet Beis 118b, says that if a person keeps the Shabbos, even if he's a sinner, as Dor Enosh, even if he does the harshest sin, which is idolatry, as Dor Enosh, still we forgive him. Sefer Pardes Yosef says, if that is true, then there is a good reason why a person should fear his father and mother. Because as we mentioned, that if a person is a tzaddik, is righteous, then it's better off for him to be created. And if a person keeps Shabbos, even though he sins and he does bad deeds, but nonetheless, the fact that he keeps Shabbos causes Hashem to forgive his sins. If Hashem forgives his sins, he's a tzaddik. If he's a tzaddik, then it's better off for him to be created. And we mentioned that the reason that a person would not keep Kibbud Av Va'em is because it's better off for a person not to be created. But that is only if it's a regular person. If you are righteous, which you are, because you keep Shabbos and Hashem forgives your sin, then it's better off for you to be created. Then you're required to fear your father and mother, because you have to be grateful that they brought you into the world, because now it's better off for you to be created, and they are the vehicle for you to be created. I wanted to answer this juxtaposition from Kibbud Av Va'em to Shabbos with the same answer that they give on the Ten Commandments. And that answer is brought by Tana Dvei Eliyahu Rabbe, Parsha Chof Dalet. There it says that it's written, Zochor es yom ha-Shabbos lekacho. In the Ten Commandments it's written that you should remember the Shabbos to sanctify it. And right afterwards it's written, Kabeit es avicha v'simecha, you should honor your father and mother. So the Medrash asks, V'chima inyan ze etzol ze, what's the connection one to the other? The Medrash answers, El alam doch, to tell you, she kol zman she odom mechabet es aviv v'simoy, that while a person honors his father and mother, then ein chet shel chilul Shabbos ba'al yadoy, that the sin of chilul Shabbos will not come to his hand. In other words, if you honor your father and mother, the Torah is telling you that you will merit that you're not going to have the sin of Chilul Shabbos, the secretion of the Shabbos. Now, according to that Medrash, we could interpret this Pasuk in a beautiful way. The Pasuk is telling you, you want to know what the consequences is. Ish imoy v'aviv tirou, if you fear your father and mother, you want to know what is going to be the consequence. Automatically, you will keep the Shabbat, because since that you won't transgress Shabbat while you honor your father and mother, therefore, by you fearing your father and mother, it's a direct consequence that you will keep your Shabbat. The same concept as we say that mitzvah goreres mitzvah, that one mitzvah brings another mitzvah, so too, if you fear your father and mother, then Hashem will make it that you will keep Shabbat completely and you won't desecrate it and transgress it. Rashi explains the juxtaposition as saying, Somach shmiras Shabbos lemoira av, that Hashem put Shabbos next to have fear of your parents, loimer to tell you, af al pi shezarticho al moira av, even though I told you that you have to be very careful in having fear, having respect for your father, Im yoymar loch chaleles haShabbos, if he tells you to transgress Shabbos, al tishmaloi, you should not listen to him. V'chein b'shar kol haMitzvos, and so too regarding other mitzvahs. Meaning that if your father tells you to transgress any other mitzvah, you are not allowed to listen to him. Why? Because ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I'm Hashem your God, which means ato v'avicha chayavim b'chvoidi, that you and your father are required in my honor. Lefikach, therefore, lo yisishmaloi levat lezvori, don't listen to him to cancel my word, meaning the word of Hashem. In other words, when your parents tell you to transgress Shabbos, you're not required to do it. The Dubna Magid gives a beautiful example of why, if the Gemara says that there is three partners in creation, father, mother, and Hashem, why are we required to listen to Hashem more than we require to listen to our father and mother? The Dubna Magid brings the example that once there were three friends and they decided to go far away to learn special wisdom. After many years, they all got back together and they all mentioned what kind of wisdom they learned. The first person said that I learned the wisdom how to look in a mirror, meaning that I could look in a mirror and see something that's happening very, very far away in the other corner of the world. The second one said, I learned the wisdom how to make a flying carpet. I could make this carpet fly to a faraway place in a very fast time, almost like an airplane. And the third person said, I learned the wisdom of how to heal people. I'm able to heal anybody from any disease that the person has. One day, the person that's able to look in the mirror and see things that's happening far away, he looks and sees that the king's daughter is very, very much in danger, that she is very, very sick, and she needs to be healed right away. So the second person says, wait a minute, see, if she needs to be healed right away, I could get us there very quickly. Come in my carpet, we'll fly and get close to her very soon. The third person said, very good. Like that, I will take my medicine and I'll be able to heal her with my medicine. The person that knew how to make things fly prepared his carpet. All the three friends went together. They got very quickly to the king's palace and they were able to heal the king's daughter, the princess. The king was very grateful that his daughter, the princess, was healed. To show his gratitude, he calls these three friends and said, I will give my daughter, the princess, to one of you as a wife, because if not for you, she would have been dead. Therefore, as a show of appreciation, I'm letting you marry the princess. The three friends at this point started arguing who is going to marry the princess. One said that, you know, I deserve to get the king's daughter, because if not for me, if not for my mirror, that I could see that she's sick, we wouldn't have known that she's sick, would have stayed home, and we wouldn't have done anything, and the king's daughter would have died. Therefore, since it's my wisdom that I was able to see that the king's daughter is sick, I deserve to marry the king's daughter. The second person said, yes, true that you're able to see the king's daughter, but you couldn't have never gotten her if not for me. If not for me that I learned the trick how to fly to faraway places in a very quick time, you would not be able to gotten her on time. And what good is it to see the king's daughter getting sick if you can't come here to heal her? So therefore, since I'm the one who got the transportation, I'm the one who was able to bring you here, I deserve to marry the king's daughter. The third person said, yeah, you're able to see that the king's daughter is sick and you're able to bring us here. But without my medicine, if I wouldn't learn the tricks of medicine, all your wisdom wouldn't help any. In fact, it was my medicine that healed the princess. Therefore, since it's my medicine that healed the princess, I deserve to marry her. So they were arguing back and forth, until they decided, let's ask the princess whom she wants to marry. They come and present their arguments for the princess, and the princess says, that true, that if out any one of you, I probably would have not gotten healed. If out the person in the mirror, you wouldn't know that I am sick. If out the flying carpet, you wouldn't be able to get here in time. And if out the healer, I wouldn't be healed. But I think that I am required to marry the healer. Other two asked why. Why is the healer special? The princess explained, true that I'm grateful for my life, but your job is already done. Whatever you needed to do, you did already. But since I'm not completely well, I'm still required to for the healer, because maybe I will get sick again and I'll be required to be healed again. Therefore, I decided that I'm going to marry the healer, since it's possible that I'm going to need him again, where you, I probably won't need you anymore. I am very grateful for what you did to me, but now in the future, I don't foresee me needing you anymore. But the healer, I'm still required to have. That's what the Dubbe Maggid explains what goes on in our Parsha. Even though the Gemara in Kedushin 30b says that Shloisha Shutfin Hem Adam, there's three partners in a man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, V'Aviv, V'Imoy, father and mother. And Rashi explains, what does it mean that there are three partners in a person? Rashi explains, based on the Gemara in Nida 31a, where it says that the father provides the white which the bones, sinews, nails, brain, and white in the eyes are formed. The mother provides the red from which the skin, flesh, blood, hair, and black of the eyes are formed. And Hashem provides the soul, the facial complexion, the sight, hearing, speech, motion, and intellect. Therefore, when a person becomes a ish, when a person becomes an adult, the job of the father and mother in regard to their physical attributes is already complete, because the bones are already formed, the sinews are already in him, and they are completely developed at that point. And we are very grateful for what they did, and we have to honor them, and we have to give them as much kavod as we can. But the job of Hashem, we are still dependent on. The neshama to be maintained in a person, we are still required to have the healing that Hashem gives to our soul and to our bodies. So therefore, since Hashem is in the example, the healer, we are still dependent on him. We are still required to make sure that we marry him, because without him, we cannot survive. True that we require to honor our father and mother because they brought us into the world. But regarding the third partner, we still require to have him any minute. Therefore, we have to give precedence what this third partner wants when it is in direct contradiction by the other two partners. Therefore, if your father tells you to transgress what the third partner Hashem tells you to do, we can't listen to him, because we are still required to have the mercy and the healing of the healer Hashem. And Hashem Yisborach should help that we should fear our father and mother and honor our father and mother. Like that, we'll be protected from sin, because we'll see their image, and that will help us against the sins of immorality, which nowadays is one of our greatest Yetzer Haras. And Hashem should also help that we should keep Shabbos, and all the Jewish people should keep Shabbos, and that will also help protect us from the sin of immorality and will be holy. And if you do all these things, then we'll merit to have Mashiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, Bimheiro, Bayomeinu, Amen.